Now, a new national poll on the presidential race. Over the past few weeks, we've checked in with Andrew Kohut, president of the Pew Research Center. After the Democratic convention, Pew found a big lead for President Obama. After the first debate, though, the poll found a huge swing and a lead for Governor Romney. Well, now the debates are done, the conventions are history. Andy Kohut is back. And Andy, what did Pew find in its latest poll?
We found the race dead even. 47% said they would vote for Mitt Romney if the election were being held today, and exactly the same percentage, 47, said they would vote for Barack Obama if the election were held today.
This would be among people Pew would deem likely voters.
Yes. Among registered voters, there's a 2-point Obama advantage. The pattern in these polls shows that when we move from registered voters to likely voters, it goes in the Romney or Republican direction, which is pretty consistent with the way elections go. Last election in 2008, there was such high enthusiasm for the Democrats that we didn't see that strong pattern. But Romney has a turnout advantage. Among Republicans, 76% are classified likely voters. Only 62% of Democrats are classified likely voters. Back in September, that had not been the case. Both Republicans and Democrats were about equally likely to vote.
So enthusiasm on the Republican side for Mitt Romney has increased, is what you're seeing.
Absolutely. In October, more Republicans are saying the race is interesting, it's informative, it's not really that negative. And we also see Republicans or Romney backers now saying they're voting for him as opposed to against Obama, which had not been the case earlier in September.
This poll was conducted from October 24th through yesterday. What's the margin of error on it?
The margin of error is plus or minus 3 percentage points.
Now, for people who cannot bear the thought of no one being in the lead, 47-47, if you had to look for silver linings here for both Governor Romney and President Obama, what would you say?
Well, for Romney, he has become more personally popular. He leads on the economy. He leads on the budget deficit. And his opponent, President Obama, is seen as by many as not knowing how to fix the economy. And that's a very big problem for Obama and a very big asset for Romney. 50% say they don't think Obama knows how to fix the economy.
And for President Obama, his advantages?
His advantages is he's seen as a more empathetic candidate. He connects well with ordinary people by a 59-31% margin. He takes more consistent positions on issues, and he's more trustworthy in Romney. Obama also leads on foreign policy and abortion. These are attitudes that the public has had, voters have had about the candidates through much of the campaign.
Andy, back to the basic horse race question here. You've been at this business for quite a while. How unusual is it to see changes that have been so big from early September through to late October?
This is bigger than most, but we have trends in past campaigns. We saw Al Gore lose his lead in early October coming out of the debates, and the race was even throughout. Certainly Ronald Reagan and Jimmy Carter, we saw big changes between September and October. That is, of course, a long time ago. So this is not that unusual.
And you have one more poll before Election Day?
We have one more, which will be released on Sunday and conducted Thursday through Sunday morning.
Okay, Andy. Good to hear from you. We'll talk to you then.
Thank you, Robert.
That's Andrew Kohut, president of the Pew Research Center, talking about Pew's latest poll. The headline number there is Obama 47, Romney 47.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.